Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and our book website, ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out, and you can watch videos, you can read articles, you can read what other people have said about the book, and you can also buy it there. You can find out how to buy it several different ways, so check all that out. And we're very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Andrea Nuremberg. Andrea is a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 11 years, and or almost 11 years, I should say. And she is the author of all the books on networking, Million Dollar Networking, Savvy Networking, Nonstop Networking, and others. How many networking books have you written, Andrea?
Seven. Never niched. Right.
That have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
And
well, I have a question for you, Jim, because
okay.
I love your book. Your new book is fantastic.
Thank you.
In the middle of it, and it's wonderful. And I would love to ask you, and you're the king, how do you define customer service?
Well, customer service hasn't changed in thousands of years. It's a matter of delivering what the customer wants when they want it on time, and if you can't, you do what my friend Arki Chankuti calls in his trust work, he calls closure, meaning if you can't do what you said you were going to do, you tell him you contact him right away and tell him you can't.
Absolutely.
So good service is being reliable. Mm-hmm. Right. I would
that's
think it'd be
great,
being
yeah.
reliable, being trustworthy, being thorough. That's all good service, but you know what I worry about these days, Andrea, more than anything, and this is what I talk about in my book, is that people are so fussy about service, which they've got to provide good service, but if they're not doing certain things right now that are helping them get noticed and get chosen to even be considered to sell something.
Exactly.
They'll never get to demonstrate their service.
You got it. Today, you won't even be passed right over. They won't even know you exist.
If you become irrelevant to people, I mean, people are ruling you and me in or out right now, Andrea.
Absolutely.
They're ruling us in or out without us even knowing they exist before we ever get to show them how competitive we are.
Exactly. Exactly right. Exactly. All the time. And people don't see that. I mean, it's amazing. Your book should be in everybody's office or store. I'm telling.
Well,
you.
I appreciate you saying that, and it really the whole thing. If people get one thing, and you're seeing this, I know all the time too, Andrea. If there's one thing they need to see is that customers and prospects, prospects and customers, all three of those, they are empowered now. And here's the thing, Andrea. When customers are empowered, businesses, sellers, are disrupted.
That's right. Absolutely right. All the time. And we're customers, too, every single day. People forget. Everybody who's listening, everybody who ever says I'm in business for myself, we're somebody else's customer, so we're doing the same thing.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. So, yeah, if you're a business owner and you're wondering, you know, about all the things that Andrea and I are talking about, think about how you're responding to other people, to other businesses, when you're looking for a product to buy. Look at what you're I had an interview, Andrea. This was pretty funny. I had an interview with a young lady, probably 30 years old, a month or so ago about the book. And she did not have the book. She did not know about the book. She just knew she was supposed to interview me. She did a really good job. But she said, well, I didn't know about all this stuff that's going on that you're talking about. I said, well, let me ask you a question. And I went through all the different things that she does when she shops online. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, I didn't even realize that. I said, you have this power, but you weren't even aware of it.
Exactly.
But yet she was using that power and ruling businesses in or out.
It's so true. It's so true. And I'm telling you, and being relevant, as you say, is so key. There was a cartoon in the New Yorker magazine that someone was telling me about, and I looked it up. So funny. Just imagine this. A father is talking to his two young teenagers, and one is a millennial, so you know young people,
right.
And was talking about the fact that the post office was having some challenges because no one was writing letters anymore. So he looked at his sons, and he said, did you read the article in the newspaper about the post office that no one is writing letters? One son looked at his father and said, what's a newspaper? The other son said, what's a letter? Is that a great one?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm wondering about all your listeners. I'm sure a lot of people, we all, some of us were around before, you know, we still like to read the newspaper. We like to write notes. You know, I'm a huge believer of that. And the idea is, though, you know what? You've got to get to them another way now. So,
well, I'm surprised they didn't have a third son who said, what's the post office?
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly, I know.
Yeah, I've got young employees who don't understand why they even deliver mail. You know, they get all their stuff through the internet, right?
Their
banking records and everything else. And so
I know. It's amazing.
Andrea, where are you off to next?
Next, down to Florida, because as you know, I bought a place in Sarasota.
But you got a big. You're speaking to some people down there, aren't you?
I'm going to be definitely talking to a group of realtors and association managers and property managers. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, they're lucky people to be able to hear you, and you have safe travels. Thank you for being here. Give us your website again one more time, please.
NierenbergGroup.com. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Andrea. See you next
Take
time.
Care.
Andrea Nierenberg, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.